This is something that you've probably been seeing a lot lately. Maybe it's more prevalent than ever. And that is something with the fat acceptance movement. And then you get into fat shaming, and then you get people just having all sorts of feelings about things.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic right there. But is that something that's really happening? Is that being more acceptable? Are people just, you know, being fat? Or maybe they're just big bone.
I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
I mean, that's been the story of my whole life right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like every single time I get online now, I'm seeing models that are bigger and bigger. Now, I don't have a problem. I think it's a natural body type to have a little extra curve. Some people are more hourglass shaped. Some people are top heavy, bottom heavy. And I think that there's a difference, though, between being curvy or a little bit plus size, as people call it, as opposed to just being morbidly obese and being acceptable about it. I've seen people now modeling that definitely are in the morbidly obese category, if you ask me. Not a healthy weight at all. Like, I just don't understand, and people want that to be accepted, you know, and I feel like it's becoming more and more common that if you speak out on that, like, wow, you really, that should get healthy. Like, even saying something to somebody like, hey, I really think you should consider getting healthy, that's almost seen as like an attack now. But you know, I don't know any doctor that would say, hey, if you're 300 plus pounds, then, you know, that's okay. I think any doctor would say, like, you know, we really need to try to get you at a healthy level. Now, a healthy level is different. It's subjective to every single person, because my healthy level might be a little bit less than what somebody else's is, and vice versa. And I think that sickly skinny is just as dangerous as morbidly obese. But I think you're right. I think that there is some kind of weird fat acceptance movement going on, if you want to call it that, where people want to be, it's almost like they don't want to take responsibility for their own actions. So they just want to make it so the world enables them to just eat whatever they want.
As far as a fat acceptance, I think there should be. You should accept people like, I'm not happy with my weight, and I'm slowly making changes. I haven't started exercising, but it's small, but the past 2 or 3 weeks, I've been, for the most part, meals that I have at home, I'm making them, and I'm eating out far less. Now, sure, on my Instagram, I posted a delicious sloppy Joe covered in cheese, but I also, that whole day, had like egg whites, omelets, I had a salad. Like, I actually met my calories thing for the day. It wasn't the healthiest choice, but I don't think you should shame people just for physically being big. But I don't know if we should necessarily accept, like, hey, it's okay. You know what gets me and bothers me? And I don't blame the kids, because it's not their fault. But I feel so bad for kids, and I get mad at parents or anybody, regardless of how much you work or don't work, because my mom worked all the time. And I don't blame her, but I kind of do blame her, because my habits got started that when I see these fat kids, and I'm not just talking like a little pudgy, you see kids, it's like, damn, that kid is destined
for failure.
Like, they're going to get mocked. They're going to have health issues,
right.
Like diabetes as a little child.
And let people know.
And just, that kind of bothers me a little bit.
Because some people, you know, they have an idea in their head of what we look like and things like that when they listen. If they've never gone on social media, like Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, and seen photos of us, you do have credibility. So we're talking about this as you representing someone that might be on the bigger scale. Do you mind sharing how much you weigh?
Yeah, I mean, if I was going to disclose anything about myself, I truly feel just that.
I'm not fat, I'm festively plump.
But in reality, no, I'm like 5'11", 6 foot. I've been all over the scale, but a couple of weeks ago I was like 402. I'm down to like 390 right now, but I've always been a big guy. When I got married on my wedding day, maybe we could put a photo up or something of that, I weighed 294, but damn, I look good at 294. So everybody's different. I think
Different.
If I ever got healthy and lost enough weight, like 250 would be the number.
Right.
But thank God, I'm knocking on wood too here, and anything I can do, everything with me is good. I am on like a blood pressure medication. It's more to be preventative, but I'm close to pre-hypertension. It's amazing. I don't have, like, all my levels are good. Everything's great, but that's not the norm usually for people in my condition, in my shape.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, and don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I don't think people should be mean or bullying people if they're morbidly obese. I think that there's a lack of encouragement, because people are wanting to be too PC. They're afraid to say, like, I really care about you and I want you to get healthy, because they think that someone's going to be offended by just saying that. I do think it's wrong to bully someone because of their weight. You're not going to help anybody by bullying them. Let's get that on the table. However, even with medical issues and things included, even if you have a thyroid problem, for example, whatever, I don't think a doctor is going to say, you know, you have a thyroid problem, but it's okay for you to be 450 pounds. I think even with those issues, a doctor is going to encourage you, and anyone that works in the medical field can call in and explain that further, because, you know, I don't know for sure, but I would guess, as a non-professional, that a doctor would encourage you to get down to, you know, whatever the healthiest weight is for you, not just say, well, just because you have a thyroid problem, just let everything go.
One thing that I was thinking of, Alex, and I think it's a show on TLC, and I'm not trying to fat shame anybody either, but I think it'd be healthier if she did lose weight. It's what's her name? I think it's the show is called My Big Fat Fabulous Life. And the girl is so fun. She got so much energy. She dances. I'm looking it up right now. I think Whitney Thorne. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's this girl. Hold on. Let me scroll down on my phone right here. I bet you've seen her on like a commercial or so. Have you ever?
Oh yeah, yeah. I've seen that chick.
She's so awesome. But it's just I feel like it's
I mean, it's an unhealthy amount of weight. Doesn't mean that she's not a good person or whatever. But I just don't understand as a society why everybody just started to be too afraid to encourage people to just be healthy for whatever that is for them individually.
And like I said,
don't understand that. And kids are suffering because of it too.
Bothers me more, and I guess my part of the conversation, adults, if you're going to do stuff, it sucks because you hate to see somebody you love and you care about, they're just like killing themselves. But I feel bad for the kids. That's what gets me, because the kids don't really have a choice of what food's bought. I mean, when you're a teenager, like I got,
right, that's what I'm saying.
I got fat, really fat, when I started having a job, and I had all those bad choices growing up that I kind of just became a habit. I kept Taco Bell in business. What up? I love my bean burritos. 317-239-1009. I see a bunch of people calling in, and we're going to get to those calls in just 1 second. If you can't get in, or maybe you don't feel comfortable talking, hey, we got social media too, so make sure you follow us. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.